On Wednesday, the American Petroleum Institute released new survey results showing consumer skepticism about ethanol, but renewable fuel advocates are quick to dispute the findings. As API's Frank Macchiarola puts it, consumers are concerned about high blends of ethanol.
Across the political spectrum, voters are concerned about the significant damage the RFS mandate higher ethanol blends can cause to automobiles, motorcycles, and almost every type of gasoline-powered engine. 77% of registered voters are concerned that breaching the ethanol blend wall could drive up the cost of gasoline for consumers and reduce the nation's fuel supply. Breaking that down by party, 85% of Republicans, 75% of Democrats, and 71% of Independents.
That's based on a survey of just over 1,000 registered voters in March conducted by Harris Poll on behalf of API. As has been the group's off-stated goal, Macchiarola says API will use this information to push for repeal of the RFS.
Our job here at the API is to make sure that Congress, the President, and the candidates get it, and that they ultimately listen to what the American people are saying and take action. To that end, we continue to work with allied national trade associations to demonstrate just how harmful the continued implementation of the RFS could be for consumers and for our nation's economy.
For obvious reasons, renewable fuels groups disagree. In a statement shortly after the survey was released, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen called the poll phony, saying it used opinionated statements to elicit a negative response to biofuels. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association President Monty Shaw told AgriPoll something similar, and contentions of engine damage simply don't hold up.
When you take a poll where you basically say this fuel will damage your engine, does that concern you? And you only get 70. I'm actually surprised the numbers weren't higher, but we've got millions of miles on E15 and higher blends without a single reported problem. Because if there was one, the petroleum industry would find it and make use of it.
After years of delayed action, the Environmental Protection Agency has pledged to get the RFS back on track this year with a proposal and finalization by the end of November. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.